Wow, that was beautiful. Okay, today I'm reading from Isaiah 35, 1 through 6 and 10, if you'd like to follow along. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and the streams in the desert. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
So on this third Sunday of Advent, we always read passages of joy. The desert rose of Sharon that blooms in the wilderness. God's promise of justice, salvation, comfort, hope, peace, joy that burn like the candles upon our wreath. The lame shall leap like deer, and the tongue of the speechless shall sing with joy. Singing with joy, like the song of a girl whose voice rang out in her Magnificat, praising God with gratitude, as Mary clutched her belly with awe, amazed at what miracles God was working in her. So this is the Sunday of joy and singing, and we conspire to give more of ourselves this day, to give more of our time, more of our hearts, and more of our joy, so that our presence together might truly be our present. And so today we have been gifted by our music team with the gift of joy and song. They have created a cantata of songs that tell of their stories of Christmas that ends in our collective Fairview story of Christmas. The joy of our Fairview family in an FCC Christmas carol that many of you contributed to make possible today. So, enjoy.
I'll explain this in a moment. For our sight-challenged Congregationists, I'm wearing a black Santa hat that says Bah Humbug on it. So as we've been discussing, we've been asked to contribute to this program by talking or singing or dancing or painting about what Christmas means to us. As a species, we love our holidays, but we also claim to be one big nasty headache of stress. People fight, they have travel nightmares, and so on. I'm happy to say that my immediate family usually has stress-free holidays, and it took me a bit of thinking to realize why. What missing ingredient allows us to have mostly calm and argument-free gatherings? That I can tell you in two words: no traditions. Traditions, we have no. Traditions, we have no. Traditions, well, hold on a second. I need to clarify a little bit. We are not completely devoid of any routines or traditions. For instance, somebody goes somewhere for a group meal. We exchange gifts, fewer and fewer each year. This no longer gets filled up. Again, I'm holding up a very large stocking with Jack Skellington on the front. Oh, by the way, Sunta, she did this. Anyway, And this is my would-be tradition with this hat, but unfortunately nobody likes it except me. So I'm not allowed to wear it at Christmas gatherings. So much for my tradition. You know, in so many cases, when somebody in the family insists that something be done a certain way, or, you know, that we think we do something happen or must be done this way, then the gathering get a bit volatile. What day and night makes sweating over hot meals, conscripting family members for perfect recipes? Who misses spot? Oh no, what a crisis! Nobody will eat tonight. The sisters' traditions, so stressful, who needs them? Traditions, forget them. Who's been flexible about the things we do, from what we eat to where we go? Who will open gifts the night before or not, or let us sleep in Christmas morn? Who not? Mama, my mama. No, traditions. The mama, my mama. No, traditions. Times we've gone to restaurants, another time a cruise. Don't ask about Lake Arrowhead, it wasn't pretty. Locations, locations. No, traditions. Locations, locations. No, traditions. Each year I brave the crowds for things some might not get. Toys for Tots, the charity gets many Lego sets. Donations, donations. My tradition. Donations, donations. My tradition. Traditions, we have no. Traditions, traditions, what's your tradition?
A lot of times during the holiday, we look around and we wish things could be a little bit different. And this next song is not exactly a Christmas song, but it certainly speaks of the values of Christmas and love. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope the words can be put up. If not, just listen to the words. And by the way, we have Jim with us this morning, Jim Sherry. Always a pleasure, Jim.
Godspeed.